You have been listening to Meet the Felchers, starring Fiona Partington as Helen, Kate Martin as Ellen, Rebecca Cooper as Karen, and Helen Ellen McKellen as Tina the Psycho Show Poodle. The producer is the person that made it happen.
Oh, thank goodness that's over.
Wasn't it fantastic, though?
Oh, it was fantastic.
There's nothing like the rush of performing in front of a live audience.
I thought they were very good.
Oh, I thought they were very good. Oh, you can never tell.
That's the point, you see. You can never tell. And it just takes one person the first joke.
It's as if they need permission to laugh. It just takes that one joke, that first person.
And it sets everyone off.
It was fantastic.
You know, when I first read it, I didn't find it funny at all.
Me neither. I thought, hang on, this isn't comedy. Where are the jokes?
There were no jokes.
What type of comedy doesn't have jokes?
A drama.
Do you think it was a drama?
Do you?
Well, the audience loved it, and you never can tell.
That's the point, you see. You can never tell.
It was fantastic.
An absolute pleasure working with you, as always.
And you, my darling.
Fantastic.
And what are you up to next? Anything new on the horizon?
Oh, just a little thing at Chichester.
Oh, Chichester.
Yes, Chichester.
Fantastic.
Little Matty Bourne has written a new interpretive piece about Imelda.
Marcos?
Miss Staunton.
I didn't know you danced.
Oh, I don't. But it's Matthew Bourne, so it's mostly wandering about. It's actually just 47 gurning facial expressions on a loop for 2 hours.
She's fantastic, isn't she?
Fantastic.
A national treasure.
An icon.
A god.
I love her so much.
I love her so much.
I love her so much I could eat her eyelashes.
I love her so much I'm dangerously close to going round to her house and shooting her.
Fantastic.
She says more with an epileptic eyebrow than most actresses do with their whole face.
What about you, Fee? Are you doing the Fringe again this year?
I thought I might grow it out, actually.
No, the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, that Fringe. I thought you meant...
Yes, we know. It's not a joke if you have to explain
it. Fantastic.
Sadly, I can't do Edinburgh, as I have a low boredom threshold. But I do have Lloyd Webber's birthday celebration coming up. Sondheim's birthday celebration coming up.
Performing?
Yes, I'm playing cloakroom attendant.
What about you, Kate?
I'm doing something called House of Darth.
Oh, the podcast? Yes, we've done that.
Yes.
Well, what's it like?
Oh, you'll love Alex. He's super talented.
Absolute dream.
So handsome.
And such a wordsmith.
A smith of words.
If only he weren't gay.
Oh, he's gay?
As an Indian giant squirrel.
I was thinking of leaving my husband for him.
Fantastic. Sorry, Alice, but this is rubbish.
What?
I don't have anything to say. Fantastic, 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 fantastic.
Yeah, just keep going. Just keep going.
And it doesn't make sense. I've already been on your podcast. In everyone's favourite sketch, I might add.
I mean, I get who we're supposed to be. It's just it's not a very well thought through concept.
Guys, it's not meant to be highbrow art. It's just stupid, goofy nonsense.
I like my bits.
Yeah, thanks, Fiona.
Suck up.
And what's with all that Alex is so great, Alex is so handsome? Are you really so gagging for affirmation that you have to create it?
Yes.
The whole thing just comes across as a bit desperate.
Come on, guys, just do me this final favour. It's the last show in the series.
And we've got the party to go to.
Party?
What party?
Didn't I tell you about the end of series party?
Sorry.
Welcome to the House of Daft end of season party. Coming to you live from my back bedroom. We, by which I mean me, have had the most wonderful season, and I thought what better way to finish than to celebrate with everyone that's made it possible. Over the next however long I can be bothered, you're going to hear from some of the wonderful guests we've had over the past 6 weeks, as well as giving you some bonus stuff that we just didn't have time for until now, obviously. So grab some House of Daft wine, pull up your stoolie tool, because you are not going to want to miss a moment. The party is already in full swing, so let's see who's here. Royston Hertfordshire.
You were our breakout star of episode 4, with your nonsensical right-wing conspiratorial diatribe really resonating with our audience.
I'd like to thank the virtue signalling, Reddit, Jordan Peterson, all the Berthers, Annunziata Rees-Mogg, QAnon, Julia Hardley Brewer.
Well, I didn't say it resonated in a good way. Most of the listeners thought you were a complete chump.
Farty Hopkins, Rummy Tobinson, and all the English people that go abroad and don't realise they're foreigners.
Okay, I think it's time for Sleepy Byes. Let's find your carer. I'm here now with our arts correspondent, Selwyn Craig. Selwyn, you shone a spotlight on some previously unsung talents in this series.
Some say unsung, others just say unworthy.
What makes a good subject, do you think?
They say art is expression, art is opinion. It is not complicated, and it is never wrong. For me, it is about finding people that take those theories and completely disprove them.
Out of all the people that you profiled, who do you think was your favourite?
I find theatre producer Maureen Moreau fascinating. She takes a story, a moment, things that should never be seen as entertainment, and thinks that would make a great musical. There's no skill or finesse or understanding. Her next project, Maddie the Musical, is a real-time 5-hour sung-through interpretation of the last known movements of Madeleine McCann, based on a documentary that Netflix recommended to Maureen because she's watched Tiger King 6 times.
It's very brave.
One person's bravery is another's stupidity. Maureen's downfall is having a concept but not having the ability to really deliver anything of quality. On that note, is it too early for me to profile this podcast?
Why is everyone having a go at me? Admittedly, it doesn't all work.
Oh, it works. It works like a knackered donkey, dragging each badly thought through segment towards a perilous cliff edge and certain death.
Are you still annoyed I didn't ask you to review porn?
I have a wipe clean room full of speciality DVDs.
Where is Maureen? I thought she'd be here.
Thank you for coming in, Miss Moreau. I'm Lieutenant Collins. Now, I know you've already spoken about the assailant with PC Brigade. Can you describe them to me?
Yes, about 5'6", slim, brunette with highlights, wearing a police uniform and standing over there.
No, I mean, can you describe the assailant?
Sorry, about 6'5", fat, blonde with lowlights, wearing a school uniform and brandishing a chair.
Facial features?
Oh, yes.
Can you expand on that?
Oh, yes. Most of his face seemed to be made of wool.
Are you sure it wasn't a balaclava?
No, he didn't have a guitar.
Anything distinguishing?
A Duke of Edinburgh Award.
What did he say to you?
Give me your wallet.
Here you go. Is there anything else you think I should know?
Bees can fly higher than Everest?
I think we've got enough.
Will you do an artist impression?
The sunflowers are giving me earache.
Van Gogh.
You're welcome.
Auntie Pam, it's so nice to see you.
Your Uncle Lynn's parking the car, which might take some time because he didn't really want to come. Is he here?
Who?
David Attenborough. We heard him on your little show and thought we'd come and say hi. Huge fans. Of course, I love him for the wildlife, but thanks to you, now Uncle Lynn likes him too. Says they'd have a lot in common.
Auntie Pam, it wasn't really him.
What?
It wasn't him. It was me.
Oh, don't be so daft. Of course it was him.
You really think I persuaded Sir David Attenborough to rate and review a 100-person gangbang?
Oh. Well, just introduce this to Sarah Milliken and we'll say no more about it.
No, that was me too.
What? Well, what about Alan Bennett?
Me?
Terry Wogan?
Me? And he's dead?
Oh. I can't believe it. What a wasted journey this has been. And we've missed tattoo fixes.
Well, at least have a glass of wine while you're here.
Is this your stuff? No, I won't, thank you. It gives me terrible reflux. Oh, here's your Uncle Len. Turn round, Len. They're not here.
I'm just parked the car.
Well, now you'll have to unpark it. If we hurry home, we'll get back in time for Gogglebox.
I told you them were just impressions. They were shite.
Oh, pardon your French. We're going. Say hello to your mum for me. Bye.
We're having so much fun, as you can undoubtedly hear. I'm now joined by sound artist Jeffrey, whose story of unrequited love was very popular in episode one. How are you doing, Jeffrey? Cheers. And cheers. I don't have a glass. I'm very, very well. Everyone sounds like they're enjoying themselves, don't you think? Well, we have you to thank for providing us with so much entertainment.
What else would you like? A swing orchestra? Marching band?
No, this is just fine. So we had a lot of letters asking if you found love, if you've managed to get over that very sad episode with Emily.
Is she here? She's not here. Is she here?
I don't care. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're moving on.
Well, it took a while. No one likes having their heart broken in such a public way. And of course, this little gal helped.
Who's this?
This is Mitzi too. Very much a real dog this time.
I can't actually see her.
Oh, she's jumped out of the bag. Quick, catch her. She's very delicate. Oh, don't let her go away. No, don't let her eat any of that chocolate. No, Mitzi too. No. Mitzi.
Hello, Geoffrey.
Emily, you came.
You remember Rodrigo?
Yes, sir.
Are you well?
I'm perfectly fine, thank you. Here, let me fill your glass.
I'm fine, thank you. It's actually not very nice. It's a great concert, but...
I mean, just punch me in the face, really.
Well, as long as you're okay. Come along, Rodrigo.
Emily, wait. I'm lying. I'm a mess. I think about you constantly. I dream about you nightly. Come back to me, Emily.
I'm sorry, Geoffrey. I'm with Rodrigo now. You really should forget about me.
Well, if I can't have you...
Geoffrey! What are you doing?
I'll kill you, Emily. I'll kill you all.
Control yourself. This is exactly the sort of behaviour I was talking about. Come, Rodrigo.
Geoffrey, are you all right?
I'm going home. I'm taking my sounds with me, I'm afraid.
Really?
Can you not maybe just leave some mild chatter?
No. So, that was House of Daft. Hope you enjoyed it. It'll be around as long as there's an internet, or unless there's a lawsuit. Rate and subscribe. It'd be nice to know it was all worthwhile, I guess. I'll be back in the future, I imagine. Bye.